Zipla Productions presents their first feature-length full-cast audio production of Dr. Dimension, winner of the Publishers Weekly Listen Up Award and the Audio World Golden Headset Award. The slightly crazed Demetrius Demopoulos and his dim-witted assistants, Troy Talbot and Diane Derry, accidentally stumble onto the greatest discovery of 1939, a machine to travel through space and time.
Lab coat smudged and torn, Dr. Demopoulos surveyed the damage. The gigantic Tesla coil was still standing, but had been turned into a tower of twisted metal. Above it yawned a gaping hole, blackened and charred around the edges, that the blast had punched into the corrugated metal roof of the annex.
Don't you worry, Professor. We'll get her working again.
Sure. But what the hell is it? A time machine? Or an anti-gravity device?
Heck, Doc, that's a spaceship.
It's a time machine.
It's a spaceship.
It's a time machine.
Spaceship.
Time machine.
You know, I hate like hell to bring up the obvious, but have you two twits considered the possibility that it might be two?
Two?
Two.
Two?
Two ships in one.
He's right. It's both. It's a space-time ship.
Thanks to some meddling on the part of Dr. D's academic rivals, the vivacious and conniving Vivian Vernon, and her henpecked stooge, Jeffrey Wissman, the space-time machine was thrust into the cosmos, and into the middle of an intergalactic space battle, no less.
Demetrius got back to work, his hands moving furiously. There were any number of buttons to push, instruments to recalibrate, switches to throw, and thingies to do what's it to.
Are we ready, co-pilot?
Yes, sir.
Ready, engineer? Engage the main gizmos.
You mean the electrogravitic thrusters?
Yeah, those.
Engaged.
All hands stand by for spatio-temporal displacement.
Hey, that sounds snazzy, doesn't it?
You sound just like Buck Rogers or any other character in the funny pages. Now get us the hell out of here.
While Dr. D and his spatio-temponauts search for their beloved home, Doctors Vernon and Wissman enlist the aid of an evil space race known as the Prunes to conquer Earth. So it's up to Dr. Demopoulos to save the world.
Dr. D could see spread before them a vast armada of prune ships. And in the very midst, like a bullfrog amid a horde of tadpoles, was a most ferocious and lumpy sight. Against the blazing field of stars, the prune mothership. Excellent. He could feel a frisson of power pass through his system like an electronic goose. He fired off a burst of energy into the ether just to test the device. The air around him crackled with excited particles. It reeked of positive ions. His hair stood on end. Ah, the thrill. Perhaps he'd found his true and romantic calling. Turret gunner in a spaceship. Only the breathless black of the ether and the shiny eyes of the majestic stars watching and awaiting the outcome.
Over 6 hours of exciting science fiction adventure brought to you by Ziplo Productions. It's the award-winning Dr. Dimension by John DeChauncey and David Bischoff. Dr. Dimension on 4 audio cassettes from Ziplo Productions.